Union Minister of Home Affairs Amit Shah said on February 16 that the government would bring changes to all three laws of the Indian Penal Code, IPC, Code of Criminal Procedure, CRPC, and Evidence Act. He said that all three acts would be modified with relevance in the present and the constitution of the country. The Home Minister stated that the government is strengthening the nation's internal security. Amit Shah addressed the 76th Raising Day Parade of Delhi Police event in New Delhi. After launching the mobile forensic vehicles, he mentioned that Delhi police would emerge as the nation's first police force to investigate the crime with the involvement of forensic teams. "We have launched a trial in Delhi police and are going to make it mandatory for police personnel to visit the forensic team for every crime with a punishment of more than 6 years," he added. The Home Minister stressed the need of the hour to strengthen the country's justice system by providing a forensic base. Highlighting the importance of forensic investigation, he said it would play a pivotal role in the judiciary system in future. Amit Shah was highly appreciative of the Delhi police. He said it had changed its image in the country and globally after unconditionally serving citizens during the COVID pandemic. Moreover, the Home Minister also launched an online verification facility for passport applicants. It will help citizens to get a police verification certificate for their passports within 5 days. He also conferred awards upon Delhi police personnel at the event. Delhi Police Commissioner Sanjay Arora and other senior police officials were also present. While inaugurating Delhi Police's M-Passport Seva, he said, "People living in Delhi will no longer have to worry about their passports as they will now get police clearance within 5 days as against the earlier 15 days. He asserted that incidents of left-wing extremism and insurgency in the northeast had significantly declined. Further, he stated that 2023 would be a significant year for the Delhi police as the force will have to stay alert for the upcoming G20 summit to be attended by top world leaders and other international dignitaries from across the globe. He also paid tributes to Asi Sambhu Dayal, who was stabbed to death by a snatcher in West Delhi's Mayapuri last month. The Union Minister also said that after the revocation of Article 370 of the Constitution in 2019, Kashmir has seen a huge change with the resumption of tourism and also a massive decline in terror activities.